The Bryan Police Department began an investigation March 24th of this year in reference to an improper relationship at Rutter High School. The Bryan Police Department responded to the Rutter High School, made contact with staff to find out that one of the administrators who's over the baseball team, he's a coach, was having an improper relationship with a student at the high school. The police department conducted an investigation. A warrant was later issued for the suspect, who is named as Benjamin Haynes, the head coach of the baseball team. He turned himself in today on the 7th, and he was charged with improper relationship with educator slash student. He was given a $15,000 bond, and he is currently out on that bond.
Who filed the initial allegation?
Well, the allegations came from the school, who told the administrators that I don't have that answer for you right now, but they notified the school resource officer, who in turn notified us, who we called detectives out to the scene to begin the investigation and start interviewing people and witnesses and kind of following up on any rumors or leads that might actually get to what actually occurred between the educator and student. The coach is recently resigned from the Bryan ISD and is no longer a part of that organization.
The victim in this report is a student at Rutter?
That's correct.
And the allegations of the improper contact would specifically be what?
Well, it's a felony, too, and it has to do with any kind of, sexual contact. There's many different means to that. This actually involves a physical relationship between the two.
Beginning when, and is it still continuing?
I don't know the length of time of that, Bill, but this happened at the end of March.
The relationship began at the end of March?
The probable cause statement refers to a couple of incidents in the end of March. I don't know the entire time that this took place.
And did the incidents take place on campus?
There's no information, Bill, that indicates that.
No information that indicates where the contact took place?
It was all the incidents that I have here were off campus, but that doesn't mean that, it didn't occur elsewhere. This is just the information that we have right now.
I also read where the investigation is still going on.
That's right. They're still working on evidence. Detectives are still closing out the case and finishing the things they need to collect and process. There's still some work to be done in that area.
And an invitation for those who may know something to contact investigators?
Definitely. If anyone has any information related to this case, they can definitely contact the detective in charge of it at the Bryan Police Department, and our main line is 209-5300.